The following program was previously recorded. It's time for another episode of Live and Local. From the studios at 33rd and Bird, I'm Mike Hogan, your local host. It is kind of you to join us today. Nonprofit Association of the Midlands, which represents nonprofits across Nebraska and Southwest Iowa, they're hosting a nonprofit summit of the Midlands. And of course, as with many other things in life, it is being held virtually. It's this week, November 12th and 13th. And Hannah Young joins me from the Nonprofit Association of the Midlands to talk about that. Thank you, Hannah, for joining me today.
Thank you so much for having me. We really appreciate it.
Hannah, let's start with what is your position at the Nonprofit Association of the Midlands?
Yeah, so as many nonprofit people out there know, we all wear a lot of hats, but I mostly do our public policy and communications.
And what does that entail?
So public policy entails a lot. We follow legislation at the state and federal level. So if there's anything that we see coming or a bill that we think will have an impact on the whole nonprofit sector as a whole, then we will take positions on that and even potentially lobby on that if necessary.
Very good. So this event that you have coming up, this Nonprofit Summit of the Midlands, November 12th and 13th, this is an opportunity then for nonprofits across this entire area to what kind of gather together, put your heads together and strategize?
Yeah, absolutely. This is something that, I mean, again, because of COVID times, we've had to move virtual, but it's also a really exciting event because now people can tune in from across the country, actually, if they really want to, and they can see some really amazing speakers at a very affordable price. So it's something that we didn't know, obviously, that would happen, but we're actually really excited about it now.
Oh, can you give us an overview of some of the events, some of the speakers, and some of the workshops that may be of interest to nonprofits?
Yeah, absolutely. So this is actually a two-day event since it is virtual. And the first day, we have our national speaker, Leslie Crutchfield, and she will be talking about how change happens and building better movements with change. So we're really excited about that keynote presentation and workshop with her. We think it'll be really great. And then we have a couple roundtables just to talk about sector-wide things happening right now. And then we are excited to have Dr. Adipur and Dr. Khan here to talk about how to knock out COVID-19, so really about kids in schools, fans in stadiums, and how we're getting people back to work. And then we have breakouts throughout the rest of the day, and they will be on embracing change and then how training and development with an anti-oppression lens. So that's kind of the first day, and we're really excited about that. And then the second day on Friday, we're opening up with actually a nonprofit advocacy. So we are having two national speakers come in and talk about how nonprofits can really advocate for themselves. So that's something I'm personally really excited about, and I think it'll be a really good presentation, this overview of the sector.
So how would, because like when you mentioned breakout sessions, there will be multiple breakout sessions happening simultaneously, correct?
Yep, correct. So we have it in Zoom webinar. Yep.
So do you have recommendations on, let's say there's a nonprofit organization that says, oh boy, both of those look good to us. Hey, Bob, you should log into that one and I'll log into this one. Is that how that works?
Yeah, absolutely. And then a lot of them will actually be recorded too. So you can go back and watch both of them if you are really interested in both of them, which again is another really cool opportunity we have in this virtual environment.
Oh, that's great. Well, you do sound very excited about this event on November 12th and 13th. What's the website for people to go to find information if they were interested in signing up for this?
Yeah, absolutely. You can just go to our website. It's nonprofitam.org, and then /summit2020 will get you there.
Outstanding. Can you just give me a brief overview of what the Nonprofit Association of the Midlands does? I mean, this is almost a microcosm of what they do, but kind of like how you funnel the power of numerous nonprofits into one facing, if you will.
Yeah, absolutely. The summit is our biggest event of the year, but like you said, we touch a lot of bases in the nonprofit world. So we are a membership organization, and we have over 650 members across the state of Nebraska and Southwest Iowa. So we are really here to bring all those organizations and help where we can be that connector so we have a more powerful sector in our state.
And what would you say is your favorite thing about your job, the favorite piece of what it is you do?
I love when I can get an organization to advocate for themselves. So if that's just writing a letter to their state senator, or if that's just getting out the vote and making sure that nonprofits understand how important it is that their constituents vote, or write a letter or a letter to the editor, any type of that kind of grassroots advocacy is really what fills my bucket in my job.
How important is it for nonprofits to stand up for themselves, to advocate for themselves versus waiting for someone to swoop in and help?
Yeah, absolutely. It is incredibly important because nonprofits are really the ones who know what's happening on the ground. They know what their constituents need and how to help them. And as opposed to maybe the government thinking that they know how to help them, if we can get that partnership working even better together, then everyone benefits.
And it's all about being self-sufficient, isn't it?
Absolutely.
She's Hannah Young. She's with the Nonprofit Association of the Midlands. The Nonprofit Summit of the Midlands happens virtually this week, November 12th and 13th. You can go to nonprofitam.org for more information. Hannah, thank you so much for your time today. It was a pleasure to chat.
Thank you so much.